Hi, I'm Leia, and I really love my Leia time, though I'm not convinced I spend enough time of my Leia time playing. I am a mother of two gals, one at university in Vancouver and another in 12th grade here in Beijing, where I live and teach middle school English at an international school.
Hi, I'm Edie, and I know that I am not spending enough time playing, Leia. It's all business over here. You know, we got stuff to do.
Get her done.
I'm a mother to three teens, and I'm a middle school reading specialist in Wisco. Wisco.
Wisco, as in Wisconsin. Yeah?
Yep, as in Wisconsin.
Just confirming.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks,
salad dressing hacks, and starting a seasonal mug collection.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What are you playing at?
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week. In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Should I take it away, Leia?
No, I'm going to take it away.
Okay, you take it away.
I'm taking it away.
You take it away.
All right, because I'm very excited about my salad dressing hacks.
Okay, yes.
I'm quite excited. So here's the thing, Edie. Yeah. There are some things to learn about making a salad dressing, and I am convinced I have become a non-bottle buyer of salad dressings.
Oh, I aspire to be that.
Okay, well, you can be that, okay? Mm-hmm. And the first thing you need to know is the vinaigrette formula. Okay?
Yeah, what is it?
It's basically three parts oil to one part vinegar.
Really?
Yes. So don't do half and half, because that'll muck it up.
Okay.
No. So as a rule, it's three parts oil to one part vinegar.
Why does anyone buy vinaigrette then? I do.
Well, vinaigrette is still one part vinegar and three parts oil. That's
I know,
the
but I'm saying
combo.
It's so easy. Why are we buying it in bottles?
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's stupid and I do it all the time.
It's like buying pancake mix. Like, you don't need to. It's just, you know, like three ingredients.
Yeah.
So anyway, because we are a society that doesn't know how to make things from scratch. Or they think, you know, we think it's hard, and in fact, it's not. So it's 3-1.
Okay, got it.
And then you want to choose your oil. You want to choose your oil appropriately. So mm-hmm. olive oil is always a good choice, mm-hmm. okay? But it can have quite a strong flavor. So the more neutral flavored ones are avocado oil or peanut oil, both okay.
Peanut oil, really?
Yeah. Okay. You can use peanut oil.
You'd think that would have a strong flavor, but I don't know.
It actually doesn't. It's used in a lot of Chinese cooking, and it does not have a strong flavor. But if you want a really flavorful dressing, mm-hmm. you can also use walnut or toasted sesame oil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, find some other interesting oils to zhuzh it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the acid part, this is the vinegar, and this is important, okay? So you want to opt for vinegars that best complement the flavors in your salad. So I don't know if you have a lot of different vinegars, but you could do like a sweet white balsamic on bitter greens,
mm-hmm.
which could be quite nice, or an extra tangy red wine vinegar on beans or lentils if they're in your salad. So there's a lot of different kinds of acids you can use. And lemons, limes, oranges even.
Mm.
Okay? So squeeze some of that in there. Okay? So they really sing mm-hmm. when you combine those with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the citrus fruits are great. Okay? So zhuzhing up your dressing. Okay? So you don't just need to do the oil and vinegar. Okay?
Yeah.
You can put in spices. You can put in finely mixed or chopped shallots, right? Ginger. You can grate some ginger in there or garlic.
Mm.
Okay. Lots of different spices. Cumin, a little ground cumin or mm-hmm. coriander. Very nice. Okay. And of course, you and your basil, you've got so much. I know that fall is upon you, but you've put a lot away, right?
A little
plop of your pesto or something in there.
Okay.
Could be really good. I'm not sure.
A plop of pesto?
Plop of pesto.
All right.
Okay. But, well, that brings me to the emulsifying part, because mm-hmm. you want to add something that gives your salad dressing some heft, right?
Ooh,
so
you
that
do?
Could be, yeah. So that could be pesto or some mustard or mayo. So that helps unite the oil and the vinegar.
Oh.
Yes.
It's the all coming together.
Right?
See what I did?
What did you do?
I said it's all coming together.
As if that's a pun?
Yeah, it's a pun.
Okay, on the salad. Okay, it's emulsifying. It's, yes, okay, got it. Sorry, I'm a little slow. I'm feeling very like a chemist today.
Oh, yes, explaining these things, yes. We have no time for puns.
No, let's get back to the science lab.
They're stupid.
Okay, and so the final tip, and I had never thought of this before, mm-hmm. but this is a really good tip, is like when you want to add your salt and pepper and whatnot too for flavoring, right? But if you taste, of course you want to taste your salad dressing to see, you know, if it's tasting the way you want it to. But the suggestion that I read recently was actually taste it on part of the salad, on a leaf of the lettuce. Oh. Even if you're not tossing the salad with the mm-hmm. with the dressing, you're having it on the side. Mm-hmm. Taste it with part of the salad. So because that's when you know, is it enhancing? Is it the right combo, or does it mm-hmm. taste, you know, is it, or do I need to add something?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, zhuzhing up your salads and just learning a little bit about dressing, the chemistry behind salad dressing.
That was really helpful, Leah.
I know.
I will think of it as I wander down the salad dressing aisle.
And pick up nothing. Yes.
Okay. Nothing.
Yes.
Okay. So, Leah, I always say what we need in our life is more clutter.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. We need more things to organize and bring out at the holidays. And one of my true joys about fall mm-hmm. and winter are my seasonal mug. My mug collections.
You love your collections.
I love my mug collections. Mm-hmm. And you know who else loves my seasonal mug collections?
Your mom.
My children.
Oh, really?
Yes, they really look forward to the seasonal mugs.
Okay.
So, and I rarely pay full price for a mug unless I just have to have the mug.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. But you can pick them up all year round at St. Vinny's for a quarter, I think are. So get your Halloween collection going. I'm working on my Halloween mug collection.
Nice.
I really have nothing going on in the Thanksgiving seasonal collection. So that's usually when I bring out all my cat mugs.
Okay.
I have no shortage of cat mugs.
Love them. Gotta love your cat mugs.
Yes. And Christmas mugs. Christmas could go on for 3 months, which it seems to in North America.
Yes, right?
So it's always fun to bring out all of the Christmas mugs. And recently I just acquired a Paddington Christmas mug.
Oh, lucky you.
I know. And it's from Britain.
Sipping some hot cocoa. Leia.
Pa'a cocoa.
We shouldn't be doing this. It's embarrassing. We do have, including my bestie, English listeners.
Oh, so I apologize. I apologize. Yes. No one says cocoa like that. No one.
Potter. Going to potter around the kitchen. But yes. All right. Do I hear a campfire, Edie?
Yeah, yes, you do indeed.
It's time for campfire chat.
Leah and I love to choose our inspiration for the day from decks of cards, and we have collected quite a few.
We have. You've given me a lot of card decks.
Just a little thrifting tip or trick. The deck, these kind of decks, the inspirational decks, you find in like the game section often with the decks of cards and the flashcards.
That's a good one.
That's where I found mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. So during the summer when we were together, we would choose one for both of us from a deck, and then we would try to live it. And the card that we're going to be talking about today, Leia, was chosen from Chris Carr's deck.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, which is adorable.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read this card because I took a screenshot of it, actually. I loved it so much. And mm-hmm. it's Edie's deck. So
you could bring it back to... Not though I did give you a rather incomplete Chris Carr deck. Did you forget?
No, I didn't.
Is it
the same deck that this is from?
Yeah, it's the same deck.
Okay. Well, I haven't picked this one again yet.
Oh.
Okay. So here goes. It says, I'm going to read it. Mm-hmm. Self-care includes having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing enough, darling? Do you have enough free time, or are you booked up to the minute? Life goes by so darn fast. Make sure you have a blast along the way. Play connects us to our childlike curiosity and zest. When life feels too serious, toss aside your to-do list and make room for the stuff that turns you on. Go to the movies, have an adult slumber party, swing at the playground. You're never too old to wee!
Wee!
Let the fun shine in and live a little. Or a lot.
Oh.
Yes.
So let's break this down.
Let's.
Leia, do you have enough free time or are you booked up? Are you booked to the gills?
I feel like I have more time when I'm actually working, oddly enough. So like when we were together in the summer, I felt like I didn't have a minute.
Yeah.
And it was just like from one thing to the next and I couldn't seem to get any routine. But now that I'm, you know, working and... I'm managing my time quite well these days, thanks to Atomic Habits. Also, I think that the kids are more independent, so I have more time because of that. And I love to have my evenings free. I just want to like do my Leia thing in the evenings. I do like to go out sometimes, but I try not to book myself up. Like one evening a week is enough for me to go out with. Yeah. So to go. Does that make sense?
One week.
Yeah, I only want to go like once a week.
That's
enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that I do have enough free time. I'm not sure I'm using it. I'm not convinced I'm using it to play all the time. But, yes, I do.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't. Sometimes, like, I'm just driving the kids starting right after school, and I don't even, like, sit down till 7:30 at night.
Yikes.
Because, you know, the kids have lessons, they have track, they have band practice, they have, you know, work. And we're a one-car family.
Right, right. So, and a one-parent family.
So, no, I don't feel like I have enough free time.
Oh, now I feel badly for talking about all my free time.
That's fine. We're in different seasons, different places. Yes. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, so, we need to figure out how to play with this. So with the time that you do have, you know, or maybe actually let's disseminate this a little bit more. Would you be able to, when you are doing some of these errands or, you know, driving around and whatnot, would you be able to connect that with play in a way? Like, what do you do to make that time playful?
Oh, like I have Sirius Radio and Gus and I will listen to the Big Steve Hour on the Grateful Dead channel.
Okay, fun.
Fun and horrifying. It's Big Steve talking about, you know, his days with the dead on the road. And
right,
a fun little game we play with that is, how long does it take Steve to mention Jerry or marijuana?
You know? Well, that's a fun game. How long does it take for Edie to mention Hall & Oates?
Another fun game. So we do that. We listen to the Beatles channel a lot and talk about the Beatles and Ringo, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, it is playful.
Yeah, I think you have a lovely relationship with your kids. So
And our Sirius radio.
Right. So even when you're going all over Hell's Half Acre, you can at least have some fun together.
Yeah, with Big Steve.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good stuff. So what about this question? What can adult play look like? And can we still act like kids, right? She talks about curiosity and zest, I think, right? Yeah.
Well,
childlike curiosity and zest.
Yeah. I like to play by going to the library like I did when I was a kid and checking out like 20 books.
So fun.
Because I'm curious. Like in the summer, I checked out a lot of books on decorating, bohemian decorating to get more ideas.
Yeah.
In fact, I checked out a decorating book, Leia, that was called More, More, More.
More, more, more. Yeah, because, yes, you're not a minimalist.
I'm not. But it feels so fun, you know, to just come home with a huge stack of books.
Mugs and season books, yeah.
And I'm not invested in them. If I just want to flip through one while I'm eating dinner alone, you know, before I go and pick up a child somewhere, who cares?
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. Okay. For me, my adult play, what does it look like? Well, it certainly doesn't look like video games, right?
No.
Like kid play these days, that kind of play. No, thank you. But I love my crosswords still, and I love to jigsaw. And 'tis the season now for doing some more jigsawing. So I think I may go find me and Donna puzzle to do.
A puzzle.
We can puzzle out something while listening to an audiobook.
Oh my goodness, you're stacking.
Yeah. Yes, right? Stacking. As far as play goes and exercise, I'm looking into the water aerobics situation here because I'm inching my way towards the pool. I have not found this opportunity quite yet in Beijing. I know I will have it next year on Vancouver Island. I also haven't seen pickleball about 80, but I think that would be some fun adult play.
Mm-hmm.
But, right now it's me and Leslie Sansone and, some weights. I'm doing some weights, but that's not really playing, I don't think. I'm also, Edie, I'm not like a trivia night person. That's not play for me, though it is for some. But I'm still invested in starting a fun book club that is lighthearted and, not particularly literary. It's just like fun. And we eat fun things. We have potlucks.
Get that going.
Club, right? So to me, that would be play.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Physical play, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing to physically play, but
you're not wrestling with Don.
That's none of your business.
I remember when my boys were little, I wanted to just have this tape like, stop wrestling, stop it, because it's like, good heavens, all they did was wrestle and they loved it.
That's so great.
Yeah, until Gus broke his arm.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So play. I play a lot in my studio. I play like with collaging, with making cards, with my sticker books, with, my studio is quite an experience, Leia.
Yes.
And I cannot downsize it or declutter it because as a collage artist, you need everything to play with.
You need it all.
You need it all.
You are such a player.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a player.
She is out there every night.
Woo! Playing.
Actually, Edie, you're right. You are so great at playing. You're just in here and your joy is your art, right? Mm-hmm. So that's super awesome.
And listening to a good soundtrack like the two Chit Chat Chicks Studio Time. It's over 11 hours now, Leia. 11 hours of pure play.
That is crazy, Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Leia, I hope this question isn't too, personal.
Yes.
<Ooh. laughs> But are you able to toss aside your to-do list to play?
Oh, in order to play?
Well, yeah, that's, what are you playing at?
What are you playing at? I love my to-do lists on my Bubble Up app, just adding. I'm one of those people, I think we've talked about it before, that I'll add things I've already done.
Well, yes.
Just so I can tick them off, right?
So satisfying.
Yes. I'm not sure. I feel like my to-do list actually buys me more free time. Because if I'm
even more
than I already have so much time, because if I'm too stressed, I can't play in my free time. And I'm just constantly thinking about what's not done. Like I need to, there are just certain non-negotiables.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't want to toss aside my to-do list to play. I would rather schedule time to play.
Or add some play to your to-do list.
Oh,
that seems like the
best. Good
that
one.
Seems like the best idea.
Add play to your to-do list.
Yeah.
Hello. That's right. Like habit stacking, too.
That is habit stacking.
That is, man, you are just.
I got to write a self-help book.
Yeah, you're better than all these other people.
These clowns.
That shall be unnamed.
Though Chris Carr is not a clown at all.
No.
She's lovely.
The woman who has inspired us to do this, this podcast.
I follow her on Insta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what about you?
Well, I toss aside my to-do list all the time in the summer. But like you just said, there's non-negotiables during the school year. I can't just not grocery shop. I can't not, because it'll make things really hard for my future self when I can't make dinners or lunches or,
Exactly.
Or the kid, we don't have clean clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea of writing something fun on my to-do list. And I do that Pomodoro method that we talk about sometimes. I'm not consistent.
Can you re-explain that for our listeners?
Yeah, basically it just means using a timer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the other day, my friend Lena did chores for 1 hour and then she went in her studio for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then she texts me and she's like, oh, I should have done it the other way around. 30 minutes yeah. of chores and an hour in my studio. Because it doesn't matter.
Right. No, it doesn't.
But sometimes I'm really willing to buy into that method. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm just like, nah.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm the same. I did sort of in university, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, yeah. which was kind of insane, but it worked at the time, or yeah. I thought it did. These days, I'm sort of more 10-30, you know, the 30 being the work, not the play, and the 10 being like flipping through a magazine or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
So I'd like to change that around, too.
Yeah, be like Lena.
Yeah, yeah, right? Just, yeah. And getting closer to retirement age and all, mm-hmm. we should be flipping the script, right?
We should be flipping the script.
Yes. Love it. It's time for
your challenge of the week is to think about, what are you playing at? Is there enough play in your life? Do you need more play, less play? What's
right.
fun?
Yeah, what's fun?
What's fun?
And create some fun.
Yes, go create some fun.
Make some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So the challenge of the week, you can always find it on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. If you're not yet a member, we have a lot of people there, a lot of chicks and roosters, mm-hmm. and some good conversations taking place. But we'd love for you to join the conversation and give your opinions, your recommendations. Every few weeks, we do some self-promoting, letting people promote some of the things they're doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just come on down. It's a fun place to be.
Come on down.
Yep. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram. Leah, where can we find you?
Okay. Leah Lucian.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Mm-hmm.
And the collective us, two, as in the digit two, Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yeah. Give us a follow. Because I don't really get it, but it's helpful.
It's kind of fun. I'm slowly easing my way into Instagram. It's not something that's been a part of my my social media life until very recently.
Yeah.
But I'm getting
it's
there.
Good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's playful.
It is playful. All those pictures.
So fun. Okay.
We'd love a review on whatever platform you listen to our podcast on, if you're so inclined. We also hear that it helps other people find the pod.
So we've heard.
Oh, I don't know.
And we won this award a few months ago. Another accolade for being one of the top, our Barbie episode.
Yes.
Hit the top 50 or something on New York podcasts or something like that. So that's very exciting.
It was very exciting.
Yeah, people are liking us.
I really feel like
people
our...
People like us.
Well, what's not to like? Our podcast about Barbie was much better, and I listened to a lot of Barbie podcasts
yes.
when the movie came out.
Yep.
I feel like ours was better because we talked about Barbies in our childhood,
right.
and it showed a connection.
Yes.
Like, why were we connected to the movie?
Yeah, yeah, right.
We were invested.
We were very invested. We still are. But bye, Barbie.
Yeah. Oh, bye, Barbie.
Cluck, cluck.